Hello, welcome to a brand new day. It's Elle here from hairdonelle.com with your daily audio smile. And I hope you're doing well. Hope you are smiling. And if you're not, if today is a bit of a cold day, if you're feeling a bit bleh today, then today's audio smile is especially for you. I'm actually sat in my car outside school and it's freezing cold and I'm just shivering here for a moment just so I can talk to you, because when I go home now, my other half is sleeping off a night shift and I don't want to wake him up by being all smiley to you. So I'm doing this in the car especially for you. And today's audio smile is actually about smiling, because I wrote a guest post for one of my friend's websites yesterday, Christine Livingston, on adifferentkindofwork.com. And you can go and check it out if you want. And it was all about how, if you're feeling really, really, just really awful inside, how you can keep on smiling. And the last point I made in that post was how you can fake it. And I thought, actually, yeah, do you know what? That's right enough that I could do that as an audio smile. It's worth reminding ourselves actually how good it is to smile. And if you're feeling really, and if you've got, I know what it feels like when you've just got that thing and you just can't shift it. My biggest tip for you today would be to fake it. Now, there's an interesting point in the comments by one of the people that read it that said faking it is great, but you can't, if you do it for over the long term, it's actually not very good for you and it can make it worse. And I agree, that's right. If that thing that's there that's making you go, oh, and that heaviness and can't lift, you don't need that to stay there forever, and you don't want to keep faking it and faking the smile so much that you just live with that because that shouldn't last forever. And if it's not shifting, you need to talk to somebody, or you need to do something, or you need to find some way to move past whatever it is that's causing that but in the short term, if whatever you're going through, you know it's just going to take time to heal it and time to process it, in the short term faking it is awesome. So remember a few days ago we introduced our how, what and why. Was it how, what and why? No, what, why, how. That's it. What should you do, why you should do it and how you should do it. So what you should do is, if you're feeling really and you're feeling like just awful inside, put a smile on your face. Fake it. If you feel like you can't smile, pretend anyway. And the reason why is because your body, your brain is wonderful. It's really clever and cool and fantastic. But sometimes it's not that bright, which may shock some people, but when you fake a smile, your body can't tell the difference. Not really, it can't tell the difference between a fake smile and a real smile. So force yourself to smile, try really hard and fake it, and then see if you can just tickle it and get it to your eyes as well. A real smile, a real fake smile, that's a contradiction in terms, isn't it? See if you can get that smile to your eyes as well, and your body won't know that you're faking it. And what happens then, it releases all these happy chemicals, and before you know it, that fake smile can actually turn into a real one. And it won't magically fix everything overnight, or even in the day, because it's the daytime where I am right now. But it can help kind of lift your whole kind of chemicals in your body and make everything better. You can tell I'm not very scientific, aren't you? But the how, you know, we said about what you should do, fake it. Why? Because it will help. And how? Just do it. Force your mouth into a smile. If you're a kind of person that gets kind of inspired or needs a kick to help you smile, then find something that makes you smile. Find a clip, or like a video clip, or find some uplifting music. Find a friend to talk to. Don't just sit there on your own really feeling awful. Get out there and actually just open up to somebody, because talking about it does help too. But that's really another audio smile altogether. But today, if you're feeling take encouragement from the fact you're not alone. I've been there more than once, I can assure you. But it will get better. But my biggest tip for you today is to fake it. Put that smile on your face, and before you know it, it actually can turn into a real smile. But I'm hoping that for a large majority of the people listening today to today's smile, that you're already smiling, that you don't need to fake it. And if that's the case, wonderful. Have a fab day. Because, you know, there's lots of stuff to be happy about, and sometimes all the yucky stuff, it can just get a bit much, can't it? So have a fab day. If you're not having a fab day and you want to smile, come and say hello to me on Twitter, or send me an email, or hop on Skype, whatever, because I love talking and I love making people smile. It's one of my specialities. But have a fabulous day, and if you're not having a fabulous day, fake it until you do. But just know that, you know, it's going to be okay. And that's it, really. I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.